Thank you. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, I also wish to express my sincere appreciation to the Council for the opportunity to participate in this dialogue. In the Faroe Island, the Faroe Island has chosen to be subject to 7 UN treaties and have since 2004 actively engaged and submitting contribution to reports to UN trade bodies. As a self-governing part of Denmark and as a separate jurisdiction, we consider the UN monitoring process as a central element in the strengthening of human rights in the Faroes. The recommendation from the expert committees are given serious consideration and have example feed directly into the policy development on children's rights and disabled rights. The Faroe are few numbers, around 49,000 people. Still, we are ambitious when it comes to secure our citizens a decent standard of living and fundamental human rights. As a part of a globalized world, we also have a responsibility internationally. It is my firm belief that we should take responsibility in dealing with the worst refugee crisis since the Second World War. Negotiations and assuming responsibility of immigration and border control have started between the government of Faroes and Denmark. We aim at having full responsibility at this area in the near future, and this way to be able to do our part in terms of helping and receiving refugees. In preparing of this report, the Foreign Service organized a public hearing in the capital of Torsham in May 15. The hearing offered NGOs and the general public the opportunity to present their views on human rights in the Faroes. The submission and inputs received have served a fundamental elements in our preparation to today's review and will continue to do so in the process ahead. A list of human rights issues are addressed in the report, many of which have been raised during the consultation with the civil society. However, the issues addressed are by no means completed. Mr. President, let me touch some of the concerns that we have been raising during the consultation process. When it comes to housing for people with needs, a huge step has been taken in the right direction with the establishment of new housing facilities. The target group is young people with several mental illness who therefore need non-stop care. These young people have traditionally been offered housing and caring abroad. But with this new initiative, they now have a safe and proper option in their own country. Gender equality is also an issue that has been raised in many occasions. Steps have been taken to address a lower participation of women in public committees and politics, and we are now seeing the results. Over the past 3 general elections, the share of women in Faroe parliaments are going from 10% to 30%. And for the first time in Faroe history, there is a complete gender equality on the executive level. Following the general election in 2015, women representative in the Faroe government increased from 1 out of 8 ministers to 4 out of 8. In the issue of equality also relates to the areas, to other areas. A proposal and amending the marriage law to allow same-sex marriage has been submitted to the Parliament and received the first reading. I sincerely hope that the amendment will pass and LGBT citizens in the Faroes will be able to enjoy the same civil rights as other citizens. The government is also working on the amendment, in a penal code. Amendment will be submitted to the Parliament in the autumn, where the PIN code will be reviewed. with special focus on the chapter regarding sexual offence. This to make sure that the Penal Code meets present-day standards. Legislation on protecting victims of stalking will also be present at the same time. The Administration of Justice Act is also being reviewed. Amendments are needed and discussion have been started between Faroes and Danish authority. An area of importance to strengthen is the legal right for persons in detention. Promoting and ensuring human rights is an ongoing process. We highly appreciate such hearing and look forward to today's review. Thank you for the attention.